Hey you, welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Human Podcast. My name is Juvenal Vitalis and I'm your guide and host in this space. Hey you, how are you doing guys? So on this week, the episode is a bit different from the one that we used to listen to, and I wanted just to shed light on this topic and give you a hint of how the dating life and the environment is going on. I mean, yeah. And I have nothing to complain. It's just that I want you to listen to this baby of mine and see how the episode I have recorded this week is. And also to all the newbies who are joining for the first time, welcome to the podcast, welcome to the farm. You can join our online farm on Instagram at the Unapologetic Human Podcast. And also you can find us on WhatsApp. So if you want to share your story to my podcast, just hit me up on Instagram or WhatsApp and we can set a date and record your episode. And yeah, you get to share your story too. And yeah, for this week, I'm really sorry for the audio quality. I tried to remove all the background noises and I couldn't. So this is the best one I could. And I wanted you to hear without any glitches or what. I know that a lot of noises, but bear with me. And it's really, really good. Just the ambience noise and you get to listen to the raw file and everything. Yeah, so enjoy. Okay, so I'll just start by introducing myself. I'm a kila mtu atajitroduce.
Yeah.
Ye nani, anafanya nini, hivyo. So, my name is Juvenal Vitalis. I'm a poet, audiovisual artist, and podcaster. That's what you should know.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I think the next person on my right hand.
My name is Issa Idi. I am a student at Kilimanjaro School of Pharmacy and I am in second year and I reside in Moshi.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah. My name is Samuel Kinato. I'm a student, studying in Kilimanjaro School of Pharmacy, pursuing ordinary diploma in pharmaceutical science. I hope that's all you have to know about me for now.
The next one.
My name is Avota Fred. I'm from Arusha, but I'm here Moshi for college KSP Kilimanjaro School of Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, I should know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See you later.
So today I have like three guests in my podcast and we want to discuss the topic of dating in the new era. After COVID-19 came with a lot of things and it's time to unpack them discuss as youth. But today we are going to get like one perspective in maybe the male side.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So to start with this conversation, how has dating changed in the era of technology and social media? And what are some of the positive and negative aspects of these changes? So if I can ask this question to Avota.
Okay, to my side, I think technology and social media, it's ruined everything. And it has fucked up everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and part of relationship, you find there is insecurities and others, a lot of things like, it's really tearing apart the relationship.
A lot of red flags.
Yeah, there is a lot of red flags and it's really confusing. And the love part, it's really damaged to me. Because I find that from the ladies which I've tried to date, who I've been with, it's really, they like when what they see in the social media, which is really
it's like a facade of something false.
And it's just damaging, and I think it's, I don't know to all people's perspectives, but for me it's really hurtful, and seeing people they are being focusing on social media and those love stuffs.
What about you, Sam?
What do you think?
Okay. First of all, personally, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, I love that personally. Yeah.
Because I don't want people to judge
me.
Later, patana mtu babaani. That guy said about this thing, I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, personally,
mm-hmm.
comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody is, any, your girlfriend sees another dude and he or she starts comparing. That's like a turn off. That's a turn off to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lack of privacy. That's another thing. Because of social media, any, we lack privacy. Your girl just wanna see what you're doing in social media. Yeah. It was really affected.
That's a negative side. Right?
Yeah, that's a negative side.
And do you have any positive side?
Yeah, there are definitely lazima kuna pros and cons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the pros,
mm-hmm.
there's connection because of social media,
yeah.
connection, like what else? Communication. Yeah, you can communicate wherever you are through social media. Yeah, there are many things. You can work together with your spouse or your partner in, using social media and earn some money also. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about your own? You sat here quietly and I think you're waiting just for your chance.
What I really think, on my side, love hasn't been so bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
On one side.
You have one man down.
Wow.
I'm not so down.
Wow.
It's not bad, but...
Yeah.
You know, there's ups and downs. There's usually those.
Yeah.
So during the down times, you need to have her by your side. And she may not be there, and you just need someone's support, so you feel like alone. And that may make you feel like wanting to make decisions that will affect the relationship later. That's me. That's what happened to me. But now you try to move on and still things aren't good.
It's called deja vu.
Yeah. So people have a lot of red flags. People have green flags too. But when we focus on the red flags, people, especially on social media, as my partners said, my
friends.
Yeah.
Comparison is a red flag.
Yeah.
Is a very bad
damaging.
Red flag. Yeah.
Yeah, it's damaging.
Yeah, you see someone else's boyfriend is buying this for her girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then you say, baby, buy this for me. And you tell her, I don't have money. So she starts ghosting you or distancing herself.
Yeah.
Material love
isn't
good.
Yeah. Materialistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you talk about... being lonely. And recently, today I had like a conversation with one of my friends and I was telling him that sometimes you just go to relationship because we didn't know how to differentiate between two things,
yeah.
being lonely and being alone.
Yeah, no cap.
And if you feel you're lonely, you start making decisions that which are not right.
Yeah.
And you just want to be with someone right at that moment to just fill up that gap.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that's okay. And also to ask you guys, do you always ignore the, like, there are always red flags when you're starting a relationship and you're like,
there are
red flags, but I'm like, I like the person.
Yeah.
Do you have like that each always like?
Yeah.
We know that's red flag.
Yes, of course.
Definitely,
we
should be human beings.
And
I
think there's supposed to be communication about it.
Mm-hmm.
You should really explain how you actually feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
So as maybe she could change,
mm-hmm.
maybe she could not. So if she doesn't, you know what to do.
Do you jump to another relationship after knowing that this red flag aren't going to work? You sit down and communicate and make it work.
Sometimes even if you sit down and try to make a conversation about it,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it never works, you know.
You're the one.
Yeah.
You're the one saying it doesn't work. Or have you tried?
Yeah, I've tried a couple of times. Yeah, I tried trying to. trying to fix some stuff, yeah, you know, in relationships there are a lot of challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
So you find that you can't make it, you can't make it, then something is gonna pull you back, or she's just gonna pull you back, like you're gonna not gonna reach at that goal you're trying to make it. So I think it's really hard to find some kind of person which who you can compare, like you can be together. I think it's just destiny. And
you believe in destiny?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in destiny. Yeah, I just feel like maybe someday I'll just find the right one.
Yeah.
I'll just get there.
Just be optimistic.
Yeah. How, no matter how many relationships I get, no matter how breaking I've been.
You're doing auditions for
relationships. Yeah, I'll just go for it.
Just
yeah.
Pull up your socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, what do you think about online dating? Especially, we have app like Tinder, Bumblebee, and have they made these apps, have they made like dating more convenient or complicated?
It's kind of convenient.
Convenient?
Yeah. Because you get attached to, and you get connection with other people, a lot of people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know, to my side.
Yeah. Have you ever tried?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that question.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried?
I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
did you pull up anyone?
Like one.
And you had a relationship or just like a normal thing and then?
No,
boom.
It was just a normal thing and then it didn't work.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you try enough?
No.
What about you, sir?
Okay, about online dating.
Mm-hmm.
According to me, I think it's a 50-50 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you never know if you'll find the love of your life there, or you'll just find another random girl to just hang out with. You never know, okay? Because some people have married people from these dating sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen videos, TikTok, Instagram. We've seen those things.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't have to judge it, like, the whole thing, but there are also negative sides about that thing. Yeah, because I mean, we don't know who we are approaching, we don't know them, we're just seeing them for the first time. Maybe if we'll ever see each other, yeah, you don't know their character, you see, you have to learn them. And for me, the beginning stage in a relationship is the very hardest stage.
Yeah,
it's the very hardest stage. So you have to learn that person, you have to see, like, what doesn't she like, what does she like, see? So, like, yeah, it's just about online dating. For me, it's 50-50. Yeah, but I've never tried
dating it. Online dating has made convenient and,
yeah,
50,
and that, yeah,
like, complicated.
Yeah.
And Romy?
I think online dating is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot get the right person from online, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are those people you see online, like they've seen each other on Tinder.
Yeah.
But I really don't believe in that.
Okay.
Have
you ever been catfished?
Yes.
Yes.
People are speaking out of feelings
once.
Here.
Not once.
People are speaking out of
how
feelings.
How was it?
Here.
Like, how was the experience?
Shock. I was shocked because she sends you a picture.
Mm.
You meet her public place or outside, she's completely different.
Did
this,
you try to make a call before meeting her?
No. I was I didn't have that knowledge.
You're
but
totally
then,
interested in that.
Yeah. It was just a fast thing. It happened really fast. So I was flabbergasted. But I didn't show my reaction and
okay.
I just
did you continue with the date or just like,
No.
After that
we didn't communicate again.
That's a very big turn off.
Yeah.
Really?
Why
lie
to me at the first time? At the first time you're lying to me.
What about the relationship?
Yeah,
you're going to be like liars.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
When I was age of 15, when I completed class 7.
Wow.
Yeah, so there was these two friends of mine, they went to study at the Cambridge school called Brabant in Arusha.
Oh.
So they had a friend, it was a she, so she texted me, we started having a talk in the WhatsApp and social media and Instagram and stuff. So we were like at the point, we never met, but we were like dating.
There was a thing.
Yeah, there was just a thing. Yeah, so I used to ask her out, but she said that her parents are strict. So it was really hard for me to meet with her. So one day, like, my two friends told me that she's just a catfish and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an artist and those stuff. So I started panicking and started throwing words at her. So ended like that, she blocked me and forgot everything.
Was she like studying really or just?
Yeah, she was. She was just a student. Yeah, but it just happened like that. I don't know what's what their plan actually.
And you were young.
I was really young.
Paranoid at that time.
You talked about something like you wanted to meet. So after COVID, after the pandemic hit, did the pandemic impacted the dating and relationship, and have visual dating and video calls become the new norm?
To me, I never dated at that point. At that
period.
That period, yeah. I wasn't dating.
Yeah. Anyone?
I also wasn't.
No one was dating. Everyone was dating with Corona.
For me, during the pandemic,
yeah,
it was the long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you find maybe couples, one is here, one is so far away. You find the main means of communication is maybe through online or texts. And sometimes you may not get time to talk to them whenever you want. So you're limited whenever they are not online or they are. So it's a red flag. I see. Yani, it's like
you don't know what he or she is doing at that time.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to have faith.
Yeah. And I don't recommend long distance.
You don't recommend.
Yes.
You're talking about trust issues.
Yeah. Wow, that's a very huge topic.
Yeah. Have you ever had encounter trust issues with your partners?
Yes.
No.
How do you resolve that? First of all, I need to know, like, what do you think in your mind at that time? Like, this person will be like cheating on me right now, or going out with other people stuff like that. How do you resolve? Like, do you ask them, hey, I was just thinking about this and I don't know, what are you up to? Because I know many people, we'll be like, good afternoon, what are you up to? Where are you right now?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Who are you with? How do you resolve trust issues?
Wow, so about trust issues, that's a very major thing in our relationships right now.
Mm.
Yeah, so like trust. Trust is the core of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the backbone. If there's no trust, there's no relationship, right? Okay, if you get like you just wanna stay, like isolate yourself, just think about life, okay? And then your partner over there just overthinking. He or she just thinks like, what is she doing right now? Or is she cheating? Is he cheating? Feel me? Yeah, just trust me, okay? If I tell you I love you, I love you. I mean it.
Yeah.
Love is a very big word, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's not take that shit. Let's not take it lightly.
Yeah,
let's not take it lightly. It's a very big word. If I tell you I love you, you just know that I love you. And I mean it. Yeah.
You have trust issue?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you resolve it?
It's been trust issues, it's, I don't know, but it's been a challenging, you know, till you trust someone, like, when you're in a relationship, you have to accept to trust someone, she can do whatever she likes, she can do whatever she likes, but I believe in her that it won't act upon me, so, I mean, like, you just have to believe that, she doesn't cheat or something like that. I think that's on me.
That's one takeaway.
Yeah.
So what are some of the challenges and misconceptions about dating as a teenager? I mean, there is some of things that we think dating has hindered relationship and dating in the current era as a teenager. How do we navigate these challenges while maintaining a healthy perspective on relationship? For me, I can give an example of what makes some of my relationship doesn't go well. So, as I said earlier, I always go into a relationship with this preconception that my relationship should be like this. And if the person I'm dating is not going according to the, I call that script. I have a script.
Mm.
So, dating with me, you need to follow my script. If you're going against my script, then why should we continue with the movie or documentary?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going out of that
script
line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is also, for me, trust issue. It doesn't come as often, but communication, as people say, it's important. I know. You can just say communication, but we don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
And the problem comes when everyone in the relationship think they are matured for that relationship.
Yeah, it's called ego.
Yeah.
It's called
ego. And ego kills a lot of relationship. So what are some of these misconceptions that you guys have or you have ever heard from your parents, from your relatives or friends that ruins and kind of becomes challenges to dating as teenagers?
During adolescent stage, beginning of relationships and all that, African parents especially, they completely do not advise you on anything relating to relationships or sexual health or anything of that kind. So you find people going an extra mile to figure out for themselves how this works and how this works. So maybe that may affect how the person grows in their relationships. People who don't have the knowledge of how to take care of somebody when they need, like mentally, in the young age. But as you grow, you start to understand by ourselves, because we didn't get the education from our guardians.
Yeah.
So we have to learn by ourselves all the way through. And sometimes we are right, sometimes we are wrong. And you end up where you end up.
And that's because we are Africans.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
because we are Africans.
No, I don't think if you say African.
When I mean Africans, I mean most of us.
Most of us.
Yes.
Most of
us.
Let's not
say African, because even the white people have their own problem.
Yeah.
And
but mostly parents and their children in Africa, their relationship are not like abroad. I'm not trying to compare, but
So I think what you're trying to say is like African parents, when it comes to children, there is this kind of like
culture.
There is the culture where
they're trying to be really tough,
rather
than there for me, understanding
emotionally
support.
Emotion is never talked about in African homes.
Yeah.
If you're crying there, they'll continue beating
you. Why are you crying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you won't stop crying, I'll continue beating you.
Yeah, you have to be strong enough
so,
to survive.
Yeah. That's really, that we should really cut that off with us.
So you're talking about one of the misconceptions, Ikwamba, the relationship between our parents and us as children is not healthy.
Yeah.
Like there are some of the things that African parents don't talk with their children.
Yeah.
Like dating, for example.
Yeah,
or like as you say, sex. Because sex education in Africa, it seems as taboo. Like the topic itself, like if you mention sex, just sex, that is taboo.
Try mentioning
it. Yeah, try mentioning it to your parent and be like, side eyes.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any other misconception? Apart from the relationship we have with our parents, what other misconception are there?
Okay, like when you enter in a relationship, there are many misconceptions you hear from people, people's experience. Okay, like they tell you love is easy, love is perfect, love is beautiful.
Where
do they get that? Yeah, I am wondering because maybe it's beautiful to them, maybe it's easy to them because of their maybe status or something like that. Yeah, but those are really misconceptions when it comes to me, okay? Yeah, love is not easy. It has to be fought for so that it may be strong. You have to fight for it. If I really love you, I really love you.
Yeah.
Let me say the truth.
Yeah.
I really love deeply.
Okay,
but I really love deeply, but I just feel like I have to give this time to myself. I just isolate myself from love right now. Yeah. Until I become a responsible man. Yeah.
So I wanted to add something on that.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference? Not like, it's not a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something I want to like raise up in our discussion. So this is particularly for Tanzanian men.
Mm.
When like you're in a relationship, someone will just tell you from nowhere, I love you.
You turn out crazy.
Yeah, it's just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
3 days. 1 day. 2 minutes, 2 hours, I love you. I want to marry you. I want to start children with you.
Yeah.
Why do you think that comes up often with Tanzanian men and they are considered loyal?
First is it true? Is it young men or men in general?
Men in general.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours into a relationship, they'll be like, I love you. Because as you said earlier, saying I love you takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
You need to fight for the love.
Yeah.
And you need to have like
a very strong connection.
A very strong connection,
love
you.
Yeah.
So you need to know the person well.
Yeah.
It's need to be a genuine connection in order for you to say I love you instead of liking you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a difference between love and like.
Yeah, because if you love,
you mean you can die for that person, not that.
And
that's
not
the truth. That's the truth.
Not only die or whatever, but sometimes you love anything that comes with that person.
Yeah. Even if it's silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's nasty.
Yeah.
You love that person for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you often do that? Do you say, okay, how often do you say I love you to your partners?
Sometimes I think like it's a lie, you know.
Sometimes I just say it, just to say it.
Just to exhaust.
To exhaust.
To please her.
Yeah. But sometimes, Yanni, you just don't say it.
Genuinely.
Yeah, genuinely. No. You just say it to satisfy them, satisfy their soul.
Most relationships start as a fairy tale, as all you know.
Mm-hmm.
You call each other anytime, have 3 hour talks. But
7 hour talks.
Yeah. As time goes on. It's like it's flushed away slowly.
Why? Why is it flushed away though?
As much as you learn the person, you start seeing the characteristics.
The
and you see like this is not the right person.
It wasn't meant for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in relationships, you must also consider the person that you have a future with, not just currently. So, at that point, they just decide to cut you off. So you might wonder, what happened? Why is this like this?
Yeah, yeah. But you have just come to learn their energy.
Yeah.
Energy is a very big thing also in our lives. When you sit down somewhere and then someone comes, you will feel the energy. If it's negative, if it's positive. Me personally, if your energy is negative, I won't like you from day one. Personally, I won't like you. Yeah.
Is there like been a point in a relationship you're like, the energy I'm getting is
Sincerely speaking, in this relationship that we are in right now, we should be talking about these things. Okay? Yeah. The energy that you're giving me, it's like I'm feeling that you're not reciprocating the energy that I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then when you tell him or her, because of their egocentric character, they just feel like, no, why are you telling me that?
Yeah.
And they know you're right. They know you're really right, but they don't want to say that you're right. Why? Because of ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we should just lower our egos and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we want this thing to work out, let's just lower our egos and talk.
Or lower our pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People will go their pride so high.
Very high. Maximally, optimally high. That's not good by the way.
So you think relationship should be 50-50?
Yeah.
Like the way you give the person's love should be reciprocated to you.
Definitely.
And what if you're always... So in one of the relationship I had, I thought like I was the one doing the most of the efforts to save the relationship or what. Does it reach a point where you're like, I'm exhausted with the relationship,
I can't continue?
Yeah,
of course.
It's like
you're so desperate to get that love,
but
you just get tired of it.
Yeah.
So you just decide to back off and let it be. When she decides to come back, she will.
And at the beginning of our conversation, we talked about red flags and some ick. So what are some of the red flags or deal breakers you look out for when starting a new relationship? And how do you prioritize your emotional well-being while dating?
The first red flag
is
money. Many people prioritize money in a relationship nowadays, honestly speaking. This has affected a lot of us.
But I mean, without money, we can't date, honestly.
Yeah, you can't make it up.
Yeah,
but...
You need to have some money at some point.
Yeah, we accept that fact, but what if...
There needs to be boundaries, though.
No, it's not about boundaries. It's about understanding my situation right now, okay? If I don't have money right now, and you really love me, not the money. If you really love me, you'll understand me. But if you won't understand me, that means you love my money. So that's a red flag. I know that I don't have money, that much money that I can brag with, but that small money that I have, we can use it together.
Do you always communicate that at the beginning of your relationship?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know some some girls and some women, they just believe like a man should do like everything, you know. So if you find I think that's my red flag. If a girl just think like, I'm supposed to buy her stuffs and take her for a date, without her contributing with something, maybe it's just a half of it, some days, man. So I find it so hard to find such kind of.
Okay, bro. So like, let me just ask us a question. This it has been a very big topic in our society. So on the first day date.
Yeah.
Who should pay on the first date? Who should pay? Just say who should pay, and then
honestly,
we'll talk about it. Yeah,
honestly, openly.
On the first date, who should pay, bro? Just be honest.
To my side,
yeah,
I think the guy.
The guy should pay.
Bro, I think the person who asked the date should pay.
Because
like, you cannot just come and tell me. Let's go somewhere. Oh, okay. Bring cash. I mean, aren't you prepared?
Yeah, you know, like they have like this seductive way, like they say, like,
damn,
you know, like,
I swear,
you have never taken for a date. And stuff.
Yeah,
so be convinced as a man, you'd be like the peer pressure and stuff. So be convinced, like, I gotta do it, I have to, you sacrifice and go and hustle everywhere to get that mole, you know. So,
but I think, for me, maybe, yeah, I agree with you. The person who asks for the date should pay. But I also agree with you that on the first date, a man should pay.
Yeah.
But also, why would you go on a date or outside of your house without any cash?
You have to. Definitely, you have to have cash.
I'm talking about like both of you. If it's the girl asking you for a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go for a date somewhere, she's going to pay.
Yeah,
why are you going outside without cash?
Because
mm-hmm. there's probably going to be some emergency.
Definitely.
Maybe you bought excess things.
Yeah.
And it should add up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have like people who are paying with credit card or whatever. Mm-hmm. The card doesn't work.
Yeah, you gotta wash the dishes.
Yeah. Either you go home walking by foot,
mm-hmm.
or either you wash the dishes, as you say.
And the girl will be like,
ah. Yeah. So, I think it's just like, it's depend on both sides.
Yeah.
If you guys have communicated that early on, like, who should pay, or like, where, like, those priorities and things like, being openly financially, like, I don't have money this time, I think we should go out and you should pay. Or I have this amount of money and I think I can just contribute 10,000 and you add up the other one.
Yeah, so, but that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Just be open with your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him or her, I have some kind of cash.
Yeah.
Please, will you add up? So that we can
have a nice date.
Yeah, a romantic getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah. You love me the way I am.
Yeah, you love me the way I am.
That's the one.
We both enjoy the things that we buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, I really love that idea of asking for help. Because asking for help doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And people who, like, we think asking for help, sometimes we are weak or we are like broken.
Yeah.
It's not true.
It's really not true.
Yeah. And we are talking about communication here and asking for help. So how important is communication in modern dating? And what are some practical ways to communicate openly and honestly with the partner? As we said, we're talking about financial, being open financially and communicating that openly with your partners. How do you think communication in modern dating is really important?
You know, I'm still young, no? I'm still learning.
How old are you?
I'm still learning from my mistakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, when you want to cook, like, us men in Africa, like, let's say in Africa, like, we are emotionless, and like we don't like emotion stuff.
We don't want to be vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah. And like when you feel like lonely or just in the dark, you don't want to share it with your girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to go there and face it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, that's why women, like girls, they do that. Yeah. So I think like, us guys, we are portrayed like emotionless in the society.
Have you ever been vulnerable to like some of your partner?
Yeah, and it really helps.
Have you ever cried?
No, I've never cried.
that's where we go wrong.
Yeah,
that's where we
really
go wrong. As men.
Yeah.
Why don't you just be vulnerable? Why don't you just expose what you're feeling? Just cry. If you have to cry, just cry, sincerely speaking.
Yeah, because if you're saying with it inside you, it's eating you inside out.
Yeah.
And abruptly, anytime, it's going to affect your mental health.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched that movie called Beef?
Yeah. That guy and the lady.
Yeah, Danny. Like Danny was really depressed and stuff. And, like, he was really anxious. Until, like, when he found, like, the guy, the girl.
He went to church.
Yeah, and so he went to church. And he cried there, like it will never happen again. He just cried there.
And later, what did he say?
Yeah?
What did he say? I feel
free. I feel free, relieved. Because he was just scared to cry in public places. But he saw the church's place where to cry off and stuff. Yeah. So it was...
Find your place of comfort.
Yeah.
So do you plan on doing that recently?
No, I'm not not that depressed.
Not depressed, I mean, if you feel like crying, just set aside the time and the date and close the door, like, and cry.
It's hard to cry. No, it's hard. It's not easy for us. For me.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Personally, I'm really emotional. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you allow yourself.
Yeah, and allow yourself. I mean, why
hold that?
Why hold it?
Yeah.
When you can just cry and let it out. You just feel relieved for real.
For me, I wish to reach like that point, but sometimes when I'm depressed, I feel like I want to cry, but like I just find myself like I can't do it.
Yeah, so there was this meme of like a girl in a bus. She was trying to be emotion. She was trying to be emotion and listening to this sad song. And when she was starting like crying, the headphones started to like have problems. And she stopped and she was like, "Fuck, no!
What am I doing?"
Yeah. So, what about you, Romy? Do you allow yourself to be vulnerable
to a woman? Yes. But there are boundaries. I can't tell you everything when I'm vulnerable to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I limit myself to tell you some of the things. But if I feel comfortable enough, I will tell you those things.
Trust issues.
That's trust issues.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, if you feel like there are some of the things that you're comfortable sharing, that's okay.
And it's really, I mean, it's creates a relief to a person, like, when he knows, like, this guy knows what I'm going through.
Yeah.
So he'll just carry me and help me in some circumstances and be there for me. It's really helpful.
Yeah.
Just share whatever it's going on with your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell him or her, "Baby, I'm feeling like this.
Yeah.
I just feel like this. I feel like this." Be open to her. What if she was sent to you purposefully to help you with that issue?
Mm.
You never know. Just try and talk things out. Yeah.
People have many ideas.
Mm.
You never know what you can come up with.
Yeah,
with
you never
this
know.
This person or that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always tell, don't assume that about someone before reaching out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, they might have a contribution in your life, and misconception that you've created in your head and insecurity kind of put a boundary between you and that person, and it's not healthy at all. And we talked about parents, relationship between parents and African children, like their children. How do we approach the topic of sexual health and conversation about STDs when entering a new relationship? How do we promote responsible behavior and prioritize sexual health education? First of all, we need to discuss. Maybe I was afraid to mention anything about sex, but then it reached the point where my mom was like,
"You have to talk about it."
No, my mom is really open-ended and like very upfront. She was like, "Hey, if you're doing sex, you need to use a condom." And I was like, "Mom, stop that." it's a bit awkward to speak with your parents about those issues. But when it comes to person that you're really comfortable with, you have like a way of communicating and being open to them. So do you approach sexual health in a really, like, how should I say, in a very open way when you're going into a new relationship? How do you talk? Do you have like, hey, let's have this conversation about sexual health? Oh, it's just come up, pew, and then you're like, oh, I really wanted to speak with you about that. And how do you promote this? Because right now we have many diseases, chlamydia, syphilis, and some sort of that.
Yeah, I think most of us, we just assume, you know?
Yeah.
We just assume, like, when you see the girl, like, she looks healthy and stuff, and
yeah,
she's clean everywhere. You gotta go. Yes, yes,
you gotta go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Like, many of us just go in with the flow.
Mm.
You, sincerely speaking, we're young. We don't know what we're doing, okay? Like, before this, we didn't know what we were doing. So, like, what will we do now about this? Okay? So, if you enter in any relationship, the sexual health topics will be a very important topic to talk about.
Mm.
Yeah. Because you are seeing me and I'm seeing you.
Mm.
Yeah. We should
be honest.
Yeah, we should be honest about ourselves.
Yeah.
Because many people outside here are suffering from different
diseases.
Talking in a professional manner, because
mm-hmm.
I study pharmacy.
I'm
yeah.
with the doctors, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Many
yeah.
people
yeah.
suffer from many diseases,
mm.
sexually diseases.
Mm.
Yeah, just be open to your partner.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no need, because there are some people who just go into a relationship and have sex with the guy or the girl to just do what? Pass that disease. And that's not something human to do. That's inhuman.
Yeah.
Inhuman.
Yeah.
Even in hell, you are certified in hell. For real.
Approved. Boom.
Yeah.
Do you always do checkup before continuing with a relationship? Or you just go with the flow, as I've also said?
As I have said,
mm.
we should be doing that. Mm. But
mm.
we weren't. Me personally, I wasn't.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wasn't, and we should be doing that.
Mm.
Yeah. Be open with your partner.
Mm.
Go to VCT together. Go to what? Go to hospital
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
yeah. If you really love them, remember the word, love.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Me personally,
mm.
I've never tried
mm.
going to test before a relationship, but it's important that we all do.
Even if you know that you are not positive,
yeah.
you're negative,
mm-hmm.
just go.
For assurance.
Yeah, for assurance.
Yeah.
Your partner will be relieved to know that you are negative.
Mm.
Yeah.
The thing I want to say is that
mm.
they might ask you,
mm.
let's go together to do this and this and this. But the person might perceive it negatively,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
don't you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes another topic, which...
Red flag.
Yeah.
yeah. Just try and understand why am I telling you?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
why don't you want to know if I'm safe
yeah.
or not?
I mean, view it in two ways.
Negative. Oh.
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Just view it positively for
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As you, what were you saying?
And view it positively.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you and your partner will know your status.
You know that this person like loves me.
Yeah.
Yeah, to some extent, like
yeah.
100.
Yeah.
So, have you ever tried going to
check up? I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about relationship or like as a society, like those stuffs like clubbing and stuff, maybe one night stand? Has it ever occurred to you? Maybe you get those diseases and those stuffs, like.
I mean, because you're trying to go into a new relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe you've
gone to the club and then you just
yeah one night stand
yeah,
boom
yeah.
and then hookups boom
yeah.
But then at the end of the day means you need to have maybe you as yourself deem like you're ready to go into a relationship, and you have been going to like from one person to another, jumping from from one ship to another. You need to know your status as a person before like committing to that relationship. And if you assume you're safe, and like for men, STD is really difficult to trace.
Yeah. If it really, is traceable, it's really concentrated.
Yeah. When the problem becomes really big.
Yeah.
But for women, it's easy for them to like have itches or like discomfort. And they go to like hospital very often than men.
Yeah.
Men think like, I'm safe, boom.
For real.
Just jump to another ship and we continue.
Yeah.
So that's why we are speaking about this sexual health conversation with your partners and maybe parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, when it comes to parents, some of our parents talk to us about sex and sexual health, but some of them don't. Okay, like we have different parents who have different characters. When you get like my father, personally, my father is a very tough guy. So like he cannot show himself being vulnerable to you and trying to talk to you about sexual health, about he'll just always be there negatively about sex.
It's like toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll
just learn on your own.
Yeah.
You'll never get the sea on your own.
Yeah. But my mother, she's been there supportive about this topic, but harshly, Pia. Yeah. Harshly. And I don't judge her. It's the truth and that we have to take care.
I think it's she's being harsh in a good way.
Yeah.
In a protective, caring way.
Yeah. In a mother to
in a
child.
Motherly love.
Yeah.
Even my dad, like, we were surprised that just this day he came like, you guys, you gotta go and check for HIV. We're like, what? So like, I think it's helpful. So yeah, when your parents build you, like, tell you like you should take testers when sex education and stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, so it's gonna help you later to build the confidence and tell someone, like, because you've been doing it like frequently, you know.
Okay, there's this thing in I don't know it's in which country, maybe United States, I saw it, like they are showing kids naked adults. Yeah, naked adults in class, like.
Yeah.
They're trying to teach them. Do you consider that thing a good thing?
It's unethical.
Yeah. That's unethical.
In Africa, to never.
Why show somebody's nudes? Yeah, why?
Those kids are going to be traumatized.
Really traumatized.
That's really...
You know, they're young. How old are they?
I think... I don't know. Let me not say it. But they were kids. Yeah. They were really small kids. Maybe 10.
Yeah. So maybe when they see these adult people having changes in their bodies, they'll be so surprised and shocked, and brings a lot of questions.
But I mean, at some point, they'll go to that path.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe at that time, it's not appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if from 17 to 15,
adolescent stage,
you're like.
But they were young kids. I think it's really traumatizing. Mm-hmm. It's really traumatizing.
Yeah, so jumping up to the next question. Do you believe in the concept of true love?
Wow.
How do you define true love? And do you guys think it's achievable?
True love.
Mm.
True love. you can get true love.
From where, mass?
No.
From the earth?
When there's communication.
Communication.
Yeah. Because if you feel uncomfortable or if you feel appreciated and you just tell the person they feel appreciated too about it, so it will build much more closeness for the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Personally, about true love, I think, yes, there's true love, but you'll know it's true when you're in it.
Yeah.
I think that's the concept, because you can't judge a relationship by just seeing how the first month is, no, you just have to stick with it so that you know how is this relationship, are we communicating, is she open to me, am I open to her. Yeah, you should just be you when you are around her and or him, because yeah, that's what love is, being open to your partner, being yourself. Yeah, to me, I believe this is true love, but it comes at the right time. Yeah, when God, because everything that happens on earth is because of our kin, God. Yeah, when God wants you to get that true love, you will get it.
Yeah,
it will come at them.
You believe in this.
you said that in the start of the
yeah.
podcast.
So you're still holding on that.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Because I just, like the guy say, like, God already planned for you the right person to meet with in the future. So you just know that you have to be patient and don't rush things. Just take good care of yourself. First of all, you should take good care of yourself and concentrate on yourself first.
Yeah.
And you'll make mistakes there in the middle, but you'll still reach at the point where you are destined to be.
Yeah. It's like what is meant for you will just come at the end of the day.
Yeah. It was meant to be, it will be.
But if it's not,
it will be.
It's like movies. Do you know horror movies? Like when people, like, they just make mistakes in the movie, like they just trip some stuff. So when you just trip, you're gonna die. So I'm just viewing it like when you just make a mistake
in a relationship,
just put yourself in the position to never repeat it, or just move forward. Don't look behind or keep on doing the same mistakes every time. Yeah. So that's the thing which creates a wall to us, to our goals or our destiny.
So, have you ever been ghosted?
Wow.
No.
No.
No. Who are you guys dating? Who are you guys dating?
I've been ghosted by my parents, bro.
For speaking or what?
Yeah, like
those blue ticks.
Yeah, blue ticks, like, just send a, like, mom, can I maybe send me some money? I'm having a problem right now.
Because of this campus life.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like,
in this economy, like, you'll be ghosted by
you. Yeah, I want to say, like, I just sent you like last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not personal.
Yeah.
But it just happens.
You take it personal.
No, I don't take it personal. But you just accept and move on.
Yeah.
You can't hold a grudge over such little things.
Yeah. I mean, I have many times.
Yeah,
ghosted.
Same.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've ghosted many people. So I think that's
come.
A win is a win. A win is a win.
Yeah, like more than once, I did that. And there is that slow ghosting when you just, like, you're not vibing with the person or you just need your space and you're like, slow by slow, you're taking, like, you're leaving the chat.
Yeah, taking a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, like, I've seen a lot of friends being like me too, like, being ghosted. Like, they're having difficult, like, man, this girl just ghosted on me, and, like, they're stressing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never, like, girls, they are really good at it, like, ghosting, you know? Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this issue about ghosting. It happens that you ghost someone or someone ghosts you, right? Why do you think they have ghosted you? Why do you think they have
probably
ghosted
they've seen something on you,
but
maybe a red flag.
Why?
Or
not?
Maybe they just need space.
Yeah
Thank you.
It's space.
Why don't you just tell me you need space?
I can't
face
you, because maybe sometimes people take it personal.
Yeah.
And telling someone face to face, I think we should break up.
Mm-hmm.
How does the other person perceive that information? I think we should break up.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But you have to communicate it, because you don't know what you are affecting, and that.
Yeah, mental health.
Yeah, you don't know what you are affecting, or whom you are affecting. because you maybe you just think it's something easy or something normal, but you never know what your partner is feeling, how he or she is feeling. You know, some people are different. People are emotional. Some people are emotionless. Have you ever been in an emotional, emotionless relationship? That's the most worst relationship ever.
Have you been into that relationship?
You know, personally, I'm not from Tanzania. I'm from Kenya. So, like, I have experience in these things a lot.
Yeah,
in Kenya, we see these things a lot. From high school, we see a lot of these things. We experience a lot of these things. So I'm talking from experience. Yeah.
And
it's a very unhealthy relationship, by the way.
So you said about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
For you, how did you prioritize your self-care and mental health while dating? And what has the practices that you took to, or activities that help you to maintain a healthy mindset and romantic experience?
First of all, you should just be romantic to your partner, for real. Just show some romance, just show some love. Not only in bed, I'm not saying not only in bed, but even publicly.
Yeah,
just make them feel loved. Yeah, just make them know that you are mine and I am yours.
So some people right now think asking their partner good morning, afternoon.
That's more of an official manner.
And so what is a romantic experience to you?
We have codes.
Uh-huh.
If you really are in a good relationship with someone,
mm-hmm.
you'll have your own language.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You'll be talking your own language with
love
them.
Language.
Love language.
You
feel me?
Yeah. You just make up these words that only you two will understand.
We'll understand. So those words, use them. Use those words while talking to me, while addressing me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have not talked throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just call me that word.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy. When I see that word popping up on my phone,
mm-hmm.
I'll be happy. What if I was having a very rough day and then I see just
you
that
made
word?
My day.
Yeah, you made my day, boo.
So what's a romantic experience for you?
A romantic experience?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I like communication. Like, we communicate, we talk everything
mm-hmm.
about... When you just chill here, like, with your girl, let just talk. We just talk, creating connection to each other. So that's what I like, creating connection with her, understanding how she likes, what I like and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think quality time is a romantic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
the more we spend time together,
mm-hmm.
the more we learn more about each other and the things we like and the things we don't like, our hobbies, and get the things that we both love in common.
Mm-hmm.
So these little things make the relationship to be good and hence builds up your mental health. It has idea.
Confano, if to you, like, quality time is always a priority, if the person doesn't make up for what you plan every time, does that annoys you?
Not completely, but at some point it annoys.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might find that you have planned that thing, both of you, and
mm-hmm.
we have agreed on something.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it's not delivered. So, of course, you get annoyed.
If it's something that's understandable, I'll not be annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see that you have the capability to fight it so that you can come and see me,
mm-hmm.
but you just ignore it. You just say, let me not apply any effort. Let me just go home. You feel me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, no. I mean,
it's a no.
Just get out of here, man. For real. If there's something someone said to me,
mm-hmm.
if he or she wanted to, they will. Yeah. If she wanted to come to me, she will. If I want to go, if I really want to go,
mm-hmm.
I'll go. Do you remember in high school or in primary, you were doing everything to go and see your your girl or your boy. Class. Yeah.
Even you are really doing the duster for the blackboard just to say
doing every effort like
to see them. Yeah. That also applies in our life. If I want to, I will come. Yeah.
I'll find
a way. But I come and still seek, I'll come. For real.
Talking about that, how do you find commitment in relationship? Do you have any issue or fears and reservation about committing to someone long term?
I mean, if I commit to you, you become part of my lifestyle. Okay? So... it means that you will also have a different lifestyle. Why? Because we are committed to each other. If we have to be committed, we have to know each other well.
Yeah.
So that we be committed. You just can't enter into a committed relationship and we don't know each other well. I don't know what you like eating. You don't know what I like eating. Have you ever been in a situation that your girl is in the house and then you're calling them, what do you want to eat? Just... bring me something. Yeah. When she tells you that she's expecting you to bring her something her favorite food. Yeah. If you are committed to her and you really know her well, you'll bring what she likes. But if you just don't know her well, but committed to her, what will you bring?
Nothing.
You'll just bring something that she doesn't like.
Mm.
So, like, commitment is a two-way road. Yeah. You and your partner have to be committed to each other and have to be open to each other so that it may work. Yeah. But personally, I'm not into that commitment relationship right now, about now. No. I'm committed to me, myself, and I.
Mm.
Yeah. So I just feel like I owe myself the peace because I'm from a relationship right now.
Mm.
Yeah. I just feel like I owe myself some peace of mind.
Some quality.
Yeah, some quality time. I just go for a solo date. I wish I had that money. Really wish. I just go for some solo dates.
You need to do that.
Okay? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Do you guys take yourself out? Yourself?
Many times.
A lot of times.
Even yesterday, by the way. Yeah. We just spend quality time together as brothers also. Yeah. You also have to have some good friends in your life so that you may prosper better, because two or three minds are better than one.
Mm.
Yeah, we are still young, we're still energetic. Why don't we just bring those minds together, create something good, create something beneficial, create something that will just prosper?
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I want to ask a silly question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever introduced your partner to your friend and then later they then become a
thing? Personally, that has never happened to me.
It's never happened.
Yeah, and if it happened,
it would be an awkward
thing. You feel betrayed.
I feel really betrayed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever?
No.
Me personally, I think it was about to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Because I saw how that guy was acting. Was being lovey-dovey.
Mm. Why are you being flirtatious?
Steve, you're just there to stay with me.
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Why are you buying for her that and I'm here?
Yeah.
Don't I have money? Did I tell you I have no money?
Yeah.
No, please just keep the boundaries.
Mm.
If you have a lot of money, keep it to yourself.
Mm.
Find your own deal.
Yeah, find your own deal.
Bestify your own girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go and pamper her with everything that you can. But my girl is my girl. She understands me.
Mm.
Yeah. If we will sleep by drinking tea and bread like Israelites, we will. And we'll
it's a
go
delight
and,
of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I think this is the wrap-up question to ask. What are some of the lessons or insights you have gained from the past relationship and you have used it to kind of navigate to other relationship?
Firstly, lower your expectations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once you enter a relationship, everything is going to be nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
10 over 10.
Yeah. Like a fairy tale. But if you build the expectations at the end of the day, if they turn out to be negative things. You'll be so heartbroken and left alone. So lower your expectations.
What about you?
Okay, before you enter a relationship,
mm-hmm.
just pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray to God. Tell God to guide you through that relationship. We should always be spiritual in these things,
mm-hmm.
because love is a beautiful thing that was brought to earth by God.
Mm-hmm.
God also showed us love
mm-hmm.
by letting his only son be killed for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's in our Christian belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just should have some faith. Not some faith, we really should have faith in God. Talk to him, tell him that, God, please let it work. Let it work in both our favors. We benefit in this relationship positively. We learn from this relationship. Yeah, just be spiritual. That's all I can say.
Be spiritual.
Yeah.
What about you?
First, like, make sure you don't ignore the flags. Make sure, like, you just focus on them, bro.
Watch for the flags.
Yeah, watch for the flags.
Okay, what, okay, there's this question I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
What if she or he is ready to mend her ways?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just give her time or give him time?
Mm.
Give him a year or not even a year, like two months. Yeah.
If they're ready to change,
yeah.
Yeah. If someone is ready to change, you can see, like, you can just
yeah, you can see some changes.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
There is always like an effort made
yeah.
by someone.
Yeah. Those little efforts.
Yeah.
Ah, those little
small,
efforts,
small.
Really.
I always
yeah.
say baby stages. They
mm-hmm.
count. But if you're not doing anything, and I think I'm the only one like trying to save the relationship.
Save, yeah.
I'm not gonna save your ass
yeah.
when we're all trying to make the relationship work.
Yeah.
We all need to contribute to that relationship.
Don't pull me back.
Yeah. Don't pull me back.
Yeah.
When I tell you we have to talk, we really
yeah.
have to talk. Don't push me back, please.
Yeah. And I think it's supposed to be this way, like in a relationship when you're two of you.
Just
like,
be open.
Just be open and
mm-hmm.
help each other to reach at the setting goal in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think like as I say, like red flags,
mm.
it pulls
yeah.
some people back, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, and other stuff like, you should learn to recover, and you should recover from the previous relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
do rebound. If you do that, bro, you're going to really fuck up stuff.
You're
so,
going to trip.
Yeah.
After some other thing in a relationship. Please don't bring up things that are past.
Yeah,
please,
okay.
Don't bring up those things.
Past behaviors.
Yeah. Why tell me? Hey, when did you come home last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any? Why bringing up those things? You forgive me. You told me you forgive me, right? Why bringing them up? That means that you still have a burden in your chest,
mm-hmm.
meaning there is no communication between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you brought up something that isn't. The past, just bury them deep
mm-hmm.
in the tombs. Just forget about them and believe that he or she has changed. Yeah.
But do you think that's a communication? If I just hold a grudge on you and have like hide them instead of talking, I am like, okay, let me just keep quiet without talking to that person.
That's a very bad thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very bad thing. How do you see it, bro?
There is this movie I watched. The guy said, like, don't think like you're giving someone a poison while you're still drinking it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Like, you think like when I don't talk to her or to him, it will just vanish and him or her will get hearted and stuff. Yeah. So like, I think that's the only person who's going to get hurt is you individually when you just hold a grudge and put it inside you and never talk it out.
Your personal health, your mental health.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, you're breaking yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that you said you guys spoke about bringing stuff back. Do you sometimes speak about your exes in your relationship?
No.
You shouldn't even.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Because when you bring up the topic about exes, you know that ex of yours, you shared something, okay?
Mm.
You shared a little bit of spark in your life.
Mm.
There are memories.
They are good memories.
Yeah, they are very good nostalgic memories.
Yeah.
And then at that time, you'll start comparing your ex and your partner right now.
Mm.
You're just like feeling, you are not satisfying me to a certain level that my ex was satisfying me.
Mm.
Yeah, you shouldn't bring that shit up.
By That's
the way.
Why you should recover
yeah.
when, after a breakup.
If you break up with a person, just don't talk about that thing with your partner. If you think it will bring something up. If you're just talking about them as an example, I don't mind. Just tell me about it. You know, this guy did this, blah, blah, blah. But don't try and compare them with me. No, please. We are different people.
Mm-hmm.
I am Sam. He is Johnson there, he is, or whoever he is, yeah.
I love that you said, like, breaking up with someone doesn't mean there was, like, the relationship, the whole relationship was bad.
No.
Because there's some of the moments that you guys shared, intimate
yeah.
moments together.
Very good moments.
And you should, like, value those moments
yeah.
you had, even if, I mean, all relationships have upside down, ups and down.
Yeah.
And the one you had, it's like not the end of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, cherish your past relationship,
yeah.
and do not compare your past relationship and the one you're currently
you're
having.
Currently in, yeah.
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 Because that was will possibly ruin your relationship
mm-hmm.
and.
Definitely will.
Yeah, if you're keeping like levels, this person does not satisfy as the past
mm-hmm.
the past relationship.
Yeah.
We are not going out as the past relationship or blah 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 blah. So that's kind of something that will ruin a relationship.
Yeah, and let's also please stop jumping into relationships like they're just normal things.
Mm.
Yeah, let's stop that. It's something really scary. Because you are sharing energy
yeah.
with that person.
And I think another problem is that when you miss the memories too much,
mm.
yeah.
you might run back to them hoping to get the same things as
but.
Before. But at the end of the day, you find that you two
it's
are...
completely something
yeah,
different.
You two are completely different now. You are two different people.
Mm.
The vibe isn't the same anymore.
Yeah.
So to wind out... what advice do you guys have?
Okay, the advice that I'll give the young people first. Just, first of all,
mm.
know yourself together with who? God.
Mm.
That's the first thing that I'll say.
Mm.
That's a very big thing, by the way, to be proud of. Just have a connection with your kin. That's a very big thing. Yeah, and also, before entering into a relationship, just take the time to know that person. Yeah, just have some good conversation with that person. Know them better than they don't, but than they know themselves. Yeah, just have some good connection with them. Yeah, and but right now, as young people, we should have like priorities before entering into a relationship. You should take care of yourself first, because before you do it, you have somebody else to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point was also self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on yourself and your mental state, your activities, your schedules. You just focus on taking care of yourself. Like in the morning, you create routines
yeah.
and follow them consistently. Because once you create them, you have to do them. And it's not like I am doing this, but I'm also trying to do it. It's not an easy task. It
yeah.
takes time and discipline.
Yeah. By the way, us as African, mainly African boys and African young men, have this perspective that taking care of yourself, it's girlish.
Mm.
Like, yeah, feminism. Like, if I have maybe a skincare routine, that's what?
A feminine, like,
feminine
yeah,
yeah.
activity.
Yeah. If I have, like,
positive
if I go
sense.
And do my nails,
yeah.
that's a feminine thing. That's not a feminine thing. Yeah, that's part of self-care.
Yeah, that's cool, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. Yeah, why? Yeah,
care of yourself.
I'm taking care of myself. Yeah. Let me go and have those nails done. Yeah, let me have a makeup. Actually, not a makeup. I'm sorry.
Skincare routine.
Yeah, let me just be me. Why judge me? Like African young men. Let's just be us. Let's take care of ourselves.
Break masculinity.
Yeah. That toxic masculinity. Yeah, we should really break it.
Yeah. What about you?
To my side, I think you should take your time and take things slowly. Don't rush. And yes, know that everything is already planned ahead you. You can't control everything that it's uncontrolled. You know, there is, in life there is some stuff that you can't control.
Yeah.
So you have to take your time and just understand that this is life. Getting ghosted, it's life, you know. So yes, have to don't do peer pressure, you know. Don't listen to other people. I think that's the challenge, one of the challenges. When you just see your homie there having a girl and then just want you and just go there and kurupuka. So yes. Don't do that. Just take your time and focus on yourself and take care of yourself, because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of the other person. Yeah, you have to first start with yourself. Take good care of yourself.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say.
Wow. Even that just insightful conversation we had with my friends. I mean, yeah, this is how healthy relationships are built, and also this is how relationships are destroyed. So we peeled out the layers of all the things that surround relationship and dating in this current new era, post-COVID situation. So yeah, you can join our online fam, as I said, on WhatsApp or Instagram at @theunapologetic_podcast. And also, there is a Google form that is going around that if you want to share your story on my podcast, just fill out the form. We can arrange a date for you and me to record the episode. And yeah, just that. Simple as that. And don't forget to subscribe to get a notification whenever the new episode are uploaded. So yeah, you can share this podcast with your friends. You can keep it to yourself. I'm not judging. Just make sure you are here next week for another episode of the Unapologetic Human Podcast. That's a wrap for this week's episode of the Unapologetic Human. I hope that you found something within our conversation that resonates with you and encourage you to become the best version of yourself. Until next time, let's all continue being unapologetic in our pursuit of understanding and knowledge.